If you want to attract something into your life, you first have to think it. That's according to author Mike Dooley, the founder of the Tut Adventurers Club.
Our thoughts have a reality all of their own. And once we think them, they are on their own. And the principle involved is that our thoughts will and must, it's the absolute law, just like gravity, strive to become the things and events of our lives.
So how do we decide which things we should be thinking, therefore?
Key question. And this is what perhaps trips up a lot of people, particularly people who are aware of this principle, so they want to think helpful thoughts, but yet they might mess, as I term it, with the cursed hows. Never mess with the cursed hows. Our job in this universe, in this surrounded by this loving, conspiring greater self that I call the universe, is to clearly define the end result in all of its glory or beyond. Never, ever spend your time visualizing or daydreaming about the life you'd like to live by worrying about how you're going to get there. Those are the cursed hows. The hows are always the domain of the universe. If you mess with the cursed hows, two hideous things happen. First, you limit an all-powerful, all-loving, all-capable universe that literally conspires on your behalf. You limit it because you have now told it that you want Mary to fall in love with you. That's how you want to find your soulmate. That's the person you want to explore life with. No, what you really want is to enjoy life with someone that's of like mind, someone with similar interests, someone that'll help you grow as much as help you love. That's the real end result. So you can visualize being in a relationship. You don't even have to put a face on the person when you're visualizing, but you've got the travel plans. You've got the similar interests. You've got the theater tickets. Perhaps you could even act with faith and buy those tickets before this perfect person shows up. All the while, you're defining the end result that you're after. The cursed how, and this is so often done in relationships or in our working with other people, is deciding who that other person should be. In my example just now, it would be insisting that it's Mary. And I'll say to people, you know, we know how many people well in our life, 20, 50, 100 maximum, but yet from that limited field of view, just using our physical senses to assess reality, we then decide Mary is the perfect person for us. Well, that seems logical, and we've been raised in a society that tells us that we must be logical, but when you start awakening to the infinite possibilities that are out there and this vast conspiring universe, you realize that the other part of you, aka the universe, knows about 7 billion people at any given time. So for you to pick Mary out of 7 billion people is pretty short-sighted. If it's Mary and you're dwelling properly on the end result, well, then the universe will manifest Mary right there before your very eyes and the journey and the adventure will begin. But if it's not Mary and it's somebody else, it's Carol or Sarah or whoever it is for you, you're not going to care about Mary. You're going to be happy that you turned it over to the universe. You're going to have exactly what you wanted. And when dreams come true, they always exceed what our earlier expectations were. You're going to be on your way and perhaps you'll look over your shoulder at poor Mary and wonder how she's doing and feel sympathy for her. But the truth of the matter is, it wasn't about Mary. It was about you and your relationships. Yet, people will mess with a cursed house. They'll bite of the forbidden fruit, I'll call it, or this is really, in my view, what the original sin was. It's using our physical senses to interpret our choices, to interpret where we are in reality, to plot our course going forward, and that's all wrong. Our physical senses only interpret the illusions that we've already crafted around us. So what we need to do is learn to focus on the end result and turn over all of the details to the universe.
Now, what happens when you get to the end result, then you sit there and go, well, that's all very nice, but actually, I want more. I want different from this. This wasn't exactly what I had in mind, maybe, or exactly what I really,
Great.
Really wanted.
Well, that is a very, very healthy sign that you are alive and well, because our desires are to be honored. They're preferences. They're the reason we get out of bed in the morning. They give us something to do. Now, of course, somebody may have a different issue if one week it's Mary and the next week it's Sarah and the next week it's somebody else. That's a totally different thing. But there should be, there must be a natural evolution of our desires and therefore an honoring of our desires because they lead us on to new territory. It's as if they are invitations from our greater, wiser self, prodding us down certain paths we wouldn't otherwise go down. And our greater selves know that down these paths, there will be lessons to learn and happiness to be had. So there will be subsequent desires. We never get to a place where we have everything we want. And that's something that's important to learn when you're striving to be happy. You will never have everything you want, because as soon as you get it, you're going to want something else. So recognizing that now, you can recognize that the goal of life, so to speak, is to be happy, even though there are things you want that you don't yet have. And that is not a mark of failure. That's a mark of being a spiritual being in the midst of a grand adventure.
That's Mike Dooley, founder of Tut Adventurers Club.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.